Hello, everyone. This is Rick with the Cyber Pro Podcast. We're excited today. We're going to have Danny talking to us about all cool things. Let's get right to it. Danny, thank you for being on the podcast. Tell us who you are and why you're awesome.
Rick, well, I appreciate this opportunity. So my name is Danny Marianis. I've been doing threat intelligence and intelligence for the military for over 20 years. Have been doing cybersecurity for over 10, and it's just kind of that nexus between intel and cyber that I've been always passionate about. Technology goes back to my years growing up in the 80s with a Tandy 1000. Maybe your older listeners might understand what computer that is. But been doing that, and super passionate right now with increasing diversity in our profession.
That's wonderful to hear. I mean, I think we need it. I think it's important. That kind of lends itself to my next question then. So Danny, what recent evolutions have you noticed in the cybersecurity landscape?
I think now we're at a crossroads when it comes to digital transformation. And I'm going to say the buzzword that is no longer a buzzword, but I think it's, now front and center for not only people in IT and cybersecurity, but the whole world. And that's, artificial intelligence, specifically generative AI. I think we need to, the adversaries are getting more agile. They're going to be leveraging this powerful tool. And we cannot be scared as a society when it comes to generative AI. I'm actually watching a movie where Tesla's gets, controlled and hacked and, causing wrecks. That is probably the extreme of what society can go towards. But I always view, new technologies as, positive and advancing our world and our society to be better. So from an adversary's perspective, they're going to start leveraging it. So from a network defender, drilling down a little bit on the cybersecurity side, we need to embrace it. And if your companies are not looking into that and, creating strategic initiatives, you're already behind the curve.
I love it. Danny, I'm curious to see what you feel is a critical aspect of a robust cybersecurity strategy.
I think, initially just at the top of my mind is developing, a holistic strategy. And what I mean by that is not only are you going to be, getting information from the executive level, but it's got to go throughout the organization. So typically it's, top down is how the majority of organizations are, but we need to go to the ground level, boots on the ground, so to speak, and get that perspective of what people are seeing, right? And once you get that, now it's going to be an amalgamation of both what the executives are charged in protecting, the sensitive data and networks. But at the same time, now we get kind of more of the ground truth, at the bottom, and then, packaging that up into a strategy that is measurable and creating milestones that making sure that you're on track and holding people accountable. And, accountability has to, be placed at the top. So once that strategy is built, it's got to cascade all the way down, and everybody has a piece in that puzzle.
I love it. I'm curious because you mentioned something earlier about diversity. How can diversity play a role and become a critical aspect in a good cybersecurity posture?
I love this this question. So it's all about eliminating groupthink, right? When you bring in diverse perspective, and I'm not only looking at what you can see with your eyes, right? Or based on gender. It could be based on, people being a neurodivergent. It could be socioeconomic status. It could be the place where you grew up, which might be a completely different culture. And when you bring in that kind of rich diversity into our space, Now we're going to be looking at our problems differently. As long as we in the industry have an open mind and a kind of growth mindset to acknowledge different perspectives, and they might not be super technical. They might not have that engineering degree. They might not, you know, be able to code in, you know, the latest programming language. That's fine. But they're going to be able to look at problems in a different light compared to what we've seen. You know, I'm super biased. I'm going to only look at the problem one way based on my experience. When we bring in those diverse voices, then, you know, the sky's the limit. And we have a lot of problems in cybersecurity. So I'm for bringing more diversity. And again, diversity means a lot for a lot of people, but it covers the whole gambit.
Love it. So here's the final fun question, right? To keep up with the short form. What is your current piece of technology that you just love and makes you smile?
I want to say I'm a video gamer at heart. So, you know, I have two little monsters here at home. And I grew up in Nintendo. Being a Nintendo fanboy, I continue to be that. And, you know, the technology that I really, you know, brings a smile when I have time to actually play it is the Nintendo Switch. Because I play with my kids, the latest Mario game. And, you know, something that I, you know, have fond memories with playing with my friends, right? With back then, obviously no internet, but it was two different controllers. But that kind of, you know, brings a smile to my face here with the latest technology.
Danny, your insights are amazing. You're awesome. Thank you for being on the CyberPro podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for tuning into the CyberPro podcast. Make sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss out on new podcasts and all of our cool bonus content.